This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for battle.
Your friends are not prepared for this fight. Hawkins will fall.
Because it's a fight for royalty.
But these guys... with the wrong princess.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, July 1st through Sunday, July 3rd. We are counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Tim Allen has waded into the muck that is the discourse surrounding Pixar's Lightyear. During an interview with Extra for his new History Channel show, More Power, Allen offered his two cents on Chris Evans taking over the voice role of Buzz Lightyear in the new animated movie. Now, there's a reason he hasn't spoke about this publicly before. Have a listen.
The short answer is I've stayed out of this because it has nothing to do, as I said a long time ago, we talked about this many years ago, it came up in one of the sessions. I said, what a fun movie that would be. And that was, we spoke about it, all of the, but the brass that did the first four movies is not this is a whole new team that really have nothing to do with the first movies. And they're, as I said to early, I thought it was a live action when they said they're doing a live action. That's what I thought. I mean, real, you know, humans, not an animated thing. And really they're, as Hanks and I, well, there's really no Toy Story buzz without Woody, so I'm not sure what the idea. I'm a plot guy.
Yeah.
This was done in 1997. It would seem to be a big adventure story, and as I see, it's not a big adventure story. It's a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem to have any connection to the toy.
Well, you can see for yourself if you haven't already. Lightyear is playing in theaters now. The CW just swiftly put an end to the new Druniverse. On Thursday, the network canceled the Nancy Drew spinoff Tom Swift after airing only 5 episodes of its first season. According to Deadline, which first reported this news, the decision was based purely on the low ratings, and CBS Studios is planning to find another home for the series if there's interest. In an effort to erase all traces of the truly terrible CBS version of Love Island USA, producers of the series are making big changes for season 4. Peacock has revealed that the new host of Love Island USA will be none other than Modern Family star Sarah Hyland. That comes after news that the show would be moving to Peacock, where it will stream 6 days a week. And last week, Peacock announced that it was replacing the American narrator with Ian Sterling, the very funny writer and comedian who helps make the original UK version of Love Island so gosh darn entertaining. And there are some first looks you should check out, including Kate Winslet in Avatar 2, the reboot of the classic game show Password starring Jimmy Fallon and host Kiki Palmer, and Michael Douglas as founding father Benjamin Franklin for an upcoming limited series, plus our picks for the best music moments, albums, and books of the year so far. Those are all at EW.com, which of course is where you can find more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more. Miss Mississippi is on the main stage tonight. Our number 5 pick this weekend is a special episode of P-Valley about Keyshawn's origin story. In the present, she's taking a detour from the Dirty Dozen tour with Lil Murda to have her own performance at an Atlanta club. But in a series of flashbacks, we see how Keyshawn grew up, so fans can learn more about the fan-favorite character. Here's a preview.
Tonight is your night. You're not alone. Tomorrow, we start another 2-week tour.
Well, I gotta get home.
No. What you gonna do is get this money.
You have not been with these kids for 2 weeks.
Who's putting food on the table? I'm taking care of you.
When we spoke with star Shannon Thornton about the episode, she expressed her excitement, but also nerves about the responsibility of carrying an entire episode. Viewers will get to see where Keyshawn comes from and how she got into the abusive relationship she's in with Derek. She teased to us, quote, "All those questions are answered in this episode." Head to the past with Keyshawn on P-Valley, Sunday at 10 on Stars. We are wigging out over our number four pick, the new episode of Trixie Motel. The RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars winner and self-proclaimed world-famous drag queen with a passion for makeup artistry, Trixie Motel, has a lot on her plate. She runs a successful cosmetics company, a YouTube channel, and hosts the hilarious YouTube shows and Netflix's I Like to Watch on YouTube with her comedy partner, Katya. But now she's taking on a whole new beast, renovating a motel in Palm Springs. Trixie's good friend, rapper Iggy Azalea, stops by in the latest episode to help Trixie on a top-secret hotel mission. Here's a clip.
I feel like I've got the swing of renovating this motel, but in 9 short weeks, we'll have living, breathing guests here, and I don't know anything about maintaining a motel. Luckily, I have a friend who can teach me the ins and outs of this sort of thing. Where is Iggy? Hello?
Trixie?
Hi!
Hello.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing the disguise like you told me to keep it low-key.
I told you to wear a trench coat. I mean, you can see right through this.
True to my brand, but nobody's used to seeing me as a natural blonde.
Well, thank you for coming. You look so gorgeous.
Oh, no, thank you. I heard that you needed my help.
I do. I'm opening a motel in town. This is a stunning, gorgeous hotel here.
It is.
And I need you to help me learn how to clean a motel room. They do not know that we are huge celebrities, so we're going to go in there and follow my lead.
Okay.
Just two local women. Wow, it's so beautiful in here.
Good morning, welcome to Kimpton Row in Palm Springs. How may I assist you?
Well, I'm Dakota Fanning, and this is my little sister, Elle Fanning. And we're two Hollywood actresses here making a film, and we'd love to check in. We have a reservation.
Well, with the help of her boyfriend and co-owner David, as well as celebrity guests like Leslie Jordan and Lisa Vanderpump, Trixie can renovate this shabby motel into the chicest in Palm Springs. Stay the night in the Yeehaw Cowgirl room, or maybe the space-themed out-of-this-world room is more your style? Either way, tune in to a new episode of Trixie Motel, streaming now on Discovery+. We are ready to seal the deal on our number three pick, the series debut of The Terminal List. Having recently faced off against dinosaurs in Jurassic World Dominion, Chris Pratt is now battling both a conspiracy and his own brain as a Navy SEAL on Prime Video's action thriller series. We ask the Guardians of the Galaxy star to give us the lowdown on this adaptation of ex-Navy SEAL Jack Carr's best-selling novel.
Yes, I play Lieutenant Commander James Reese in The Terminal List, which is based on New York Times bestselling book by author Jack Carr, The Terminal List. And he's a Navy SEAL commander who loses his entire troop overseas in a mission gone wrong. And he comes home with conflicting memories of what has happened and what went down on that op. We realize he's a bit of an unreliable narrator. His own recollection is foggy and at some points incorrect. And as this conspiracy around him starts to unravel, we're forced to question whether or not he's losing his mind or actually at the center of a conspiracy. And it's a psychological thriller that has aspects of revenge and conspiracy through and through. It's 8 episodes. It'll keep you guessing. And a lot of high-impact action and, essentially a love letter to the genre of the thriller and to the Navy SEAL community.
Pratt's best friend is played by Friday Night Lights and True Detective star Taylor Kitsch, who explains that his character became close with Reese while they both served together in the military.
I play Ben Edwards, Reese's best friend, confidant, born and raised on the beach, more or less, in Venice, sleeves of tats. These guys went through Bud's training together, went overseas and fought together. So there's that brotherhood within themselves that really drives this film, I mean, this series. And you see a duplicity and with Ben, and there's a very fine line we're walking throughout of where this is going. And Ben's a guy that's also checking in with him throughout the whole series as well. So there's some twists and turns that I cannot talk about, but they're worth waiting for.
Well, you won't have to wait very long. The whole first season of The Terminal List, which also stars Constance Wu, Riley Keough, and Gene Triplehorn, is streaming now on Amazon Prime Video. Trivia. It's trivia time. Female directors have become a vital part of the film and TV industry, adding female voices and perspectives where they were previously unwelcome. So, which of our first three picks this weekend had all female directors in its first season on air? Was it The Terminal List, Trixie Motel, or P-Valley? Stick around for the answer, as well as our soundbite of the week and top two picks. What to Watch will be right back.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Lizzo has been putting the fab in Fabulous ever since she burst onto the music scene in 2016 with her hit Good as Hell. Now with her new shapewear line Yitty, new music coming soon, and her Prime Video show Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls, she's got a lot to talk and sing about. And she did just that on The Late Late Show's latest carpool karaoke segment, where she actually had to take a quick break for a little adjustment. That moment is our soundbite of the week.
I got a confession to make.
Go on.
This thong is so far up my ass right now.
Okay.
It's breaking skin.
Do you want to give it an adjustable? We can pull over.
No, you can drive. I just want to let you know, I'm going to bend over.
Okay. I'm going to just concentrate on the road, Lizzo.
Yeah. So far in my ass. Woo! Damn!
Feel better?
Damn!
Can you tell me when I can look?
You can look! Wow! I feel like oxygen just went back to my brain.
Top Gear America returns with a new season today on Motor Trend Plus. That show is for anyone who loves fast cars and great tricks. But when he's not feeling the need for speed and settles instead for a night in on his sofa, we had to wonder what co-host Rob Corddry was checking out. So, Rob, what you watching?
All right, currently I am watching Obi-Wan Kenobi because doy. There's no reason for this show whatsoever. We know what happens, but it's fantastic. Way better than the Book of Boba Fett. Although, when the Book of Boba Fett turned into the Mandalorian season 3, whatever, it got good. Watching Outer Range, which is probably the best show I've seen in a long time. Josh Brolin. Western sci-fi. The Man Who Fell to Earth. Great show. It's on HBO. It's a remake of the David Bowie film from the 70s, I believe. And it's very relevant and also exciting. And Jimmy Simpson is the bad guy, and he's one of my favorite bad guys. Hacks. I just finished Hacks. I'm just going to give it one of these. For All Mankind, I am watching the third season of, because it's probably one of the better revisionist history is really hard to get right, and they do it really well. And my brother's in it, Nate Corddry. So watch it for Nate Corddry. Love, Death, and Robots. You can tell I'm on a big sci-fi kick, right? And then I'm just going to zip through shows that I'm watching that are a little bit older, but that I can binge because I like watching shows before they come out years and years. As they already came out, rather. Years and years. Good show. British show. Counterpart, J.K. Simmons. You can't go wrong. Sweet Tooth, I'm watching with my daughter. Raised by Wolves was good. And I could say Severance, but everybody knows that. That's like required viewing. So there's a lot more. I actually have a list.
Get ready to watch Joey King go to battle in The Princess, our number two pick for the weekend. Now, The Princess is no one's damsel in distress. Oh, no. In this action film, King plays a young woman who has zero intention of marrying the sociopath who intends to force her into a marriage so that he can take over her kingdom. She goes into battle fighting to save her family and that kingdom. Here's a preview.
I'm not a piece of property to be traded.
But these guys with the wrong princess.
Well, in the film, King's princess fights all of them with a little help from a friend, some armor, and a sword. And she was excited to take on the challenge of being an action star. She told us a bit about her training process.
It scared me a little bit. I was like, I've never done anything like this. I don't have training in fight sequences. I don't have martial arts training. And so I knew that because it scared me, I really wanted to do it. But I was very nervous going into the training process. And I just, the only thing I knew is that I wanted to be able to get to a level where I was good enough to do most of my own fighting in this movie. And so that was extremely difficult. I learned so much in such a short period of time, but I'm so proud to say because of the support of everyone around me, I was able to do like 85 to 90% of what you see on camera now.
Get ready to have a blast watching King save the day as our newest action hero. The Princess is available to stream on Hulu right now. How stranger could things get on our number one pick for the weekend? As it turns out, a lot stranger. Stranger Things returns this Friday with the final two episodes of season four after the Netflix mega hit unleashed the first 7-episode volume of its penultimate season in June. But like Jamie Campbell Bauer, who plays Big Bad Vecna, told EW in a recent interview, the show gets bigger, and not just because each of the two episodes is the length of a movie.
I'm going to toe the party line here. I'm going to tell you something that you've probably heard from a lot of other actors on a lot of other shows, but it gets bigger. If you thought that it was as big as it could get, it's not. It goes further, both visually, story-wise, and emotionally for all the characters. It really is quite an explosive climax, let's say. I know lots of people have used the word explosive and scope and scale, but I do mean that it goes a lot further, and we get to know more as well. We learn a lot more as an audience in these final two episodes as well.
Spoiler alert for anyone still catching up on their binging, but season four came with a revelation that Vecna, the new threat terrorizing Hawkins in a very Freddy Krueger-like way, is actually Henry Creel, aka One. He was the very first psychic child that inspired all of Papa's experiments on 11 in the Hawkins, Indiana lab. The two telekinetics are jonesing for a rematch, but it seems there could be a body count this time around. Catch the premiere of Volume 2 of Stranger Things, streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of our picks for this weekend had all female directors for its first season on air? Was it The Terminal List, Trixie Motel, or P-Valley? Well, you should be tickled pink if you got this right. The answer is P-Valley. The Starz show's first season was directed solely by female directors. And when asked about that decision, creator Katori Hall said it wasn't actually deliberate. She said that she'd ask each possible director she met with to define the female gaze in their own words, since that's the show's point of view. Only the female director she met with gave answers that she deemed good enough. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, Nick Romano, Clark Collis, and Alamin Johannes. Edited by Lauren Klein. Produced by Ashley Boucher. Hosted and produced by Jared Hall. And executive produced by Chanel Johnson. Watch.